back in the 80s. Paul Castellano was the boss of the biggest organized crime family, the Gambino family.
Big Paul Castellano. Dead. The most powerful mafia boss in America.
The king is dead.
It became apparent to everybody who had organized it. And that was John Gotti.
Gotti faces multiple life sentences and up to 105 years in prison if convicted on all charges.
John Gotti was going down.
We had to get Gotti good.
He was a man to be feared.
We started surveilling John Gotti more.
We had a guy who was great at picking locks.
Inside the refrigerator box is the lock man.
I hear them talking about killing someone. The voice of John Gotti himself.
The government says John Gotti is a cold-blooded killer.
You're confused.
He was a gangster.
This guy is scary. Not for us. For us, it was great. Wow, was it great.
New York in the 80s was a perfect time to be a criminal. You can get away with everything.
We owned the city.
The news was grim. Gotti filled the void.
Morning, Mr. Gotti.
This was the beginning of the tabloid era, and people were fascinated. He went from being mob boss to an American celebrity.
John Gotti had a lot of balls.
Every single person in the courtroom wearing headphones. John Gotti refused to wear the headphones.
How come you don't put the earphones on?
I like Julio Iglesias.
I'd rather listen to Julio Iglesias, the singer.
This is just not going to end well. You're f***ing boss of the Gambino crime family. Act like one.
He's a star, but behind closed doors, he's a ruthless killer.
Becoming known as the Teflon Don.
Nothing stick to him.
He didn't give a f*** about the FBI. He was like, I dare you to come get me.
Talk about drama. The public ate it up.
The hottest show off Broadway.
He's invincible.
No other way to put it. Get Gotti.